Hey now. Hey now. Why I'm getting echo? Why I'm getting echo? Always audio problems. Why the fuck is it echoing? Every week. Hello. There we go. No echo? Still echo. No echo? You still motherfuckers. Echo. No echo? Hold on. There we go. Hello. There we go. Hello, America. Hello, you beautiful people. Happy New Year. How can we start the first stream of 2024 without some technical difficulties? It wouldn't be the Tom Ward Show. It wouldn't be the stream that you're used to seeing. So in order to really just be consistent and stay on brand, you think, yeah, how could Tom have all these technical issues every single week? Guys, maybe it's designed that way. Did you ever think that? That maybe I got it all figured out, and this is just all part of my brand, having audio issues to show I'm just like everybody else, people. I make mistakes. I screw up. I'm not afraid to admit that. Could it be that? Or could it just be I'm the worst fucking streamer of all time? What is going on? Hopefully you guys had a new Happy New Year. I live in the Pasadena area, so we are famous for the Rose Bowl, which actually I live a little outside of Pasadena right now, but we lived there for like, I don't know, 2 years when me and my wife first moved here, and we got a condo, and then we had our first daughter, and then we bought a house. But even when I lived on Colorado, which is where the main stretch where the Rose Bowl parade marches down, I still wouldn't go to the fucking parade. I hate parades. I do not get parades. I say that with hate and disgust. These crazy people, we went out New Year's Eve for dinner and we went to downtown Pasadena, and I'm old. I don't drink. I'm zero fun. So we went to a 7 o'clock dinner, and it was right as they were shutting all the parking spots down. So we were lucky to get a spot. But it is wild because I haven't been down there in a while. I forgot what a shit show it is on New Year's Eve. RVs start rolling in on like the 27th or even 26th, like the day after Christmas. RVs from all over the country start rolling in, and people sit in folding chairs for 1 week to make sure they've got a curbside seat for the parade. So I don't understand it. Maybe I'm zero fun, but I had a good New Year's Eve. I got the hell out of town and went to my in-law's house. We had fun up there. And then it was back to work. My kids are still off. I don't know why they're off break. Like when I was a kid, you went right back after New Year's Day. There was no fucking around. You went back to school. But these kids have, they're soft these days. They got another day off. My wife's off all week. My kids are off for the whole week, so I'm working and I'm streaming, people. I'm here. I'm a man of the people, okay? I'm working just like you. I got a regular job just like you. I'm streaming. I'm out here, people. I'm out here for you, America. I'm here to do my part to entertain you. I just got done a workout because the topic today is New Year's resolution. As I did a workout, yet I'm eating some Tostitos. I convinced myself that I've just depleted so much salt out of my body from such an intense workout. I need to get salt back in my body. When I ran marathons, they would always hand out pretzels, salty pretzels at every stop, juice, water station. So, hey, I didn't run 26 miles. I did a little hour workout in my garage, but I still like Tostitos, people. So hang with me for a sec while I enjoy. Maggie K, thank you for my nice teeth. Shout out Invisalign. Shout out Ozempic. Is Ozempic, the key to all your New Year's resolutions? Was it clickbait? Is it the truth? We're going to stay and find out today. But I do have some tips on achieving your New Year's goals. I asked for topics and everyone wanted, I mean, talking about boring topics. People, Tom, any tips on achieving goals throughout your life? What advice do you have in goal setting and achieving them and setting steps to hit those goals? People don't want to hear me talk about I just spit a fucking Tostito all over my computer screen, which is gross. People really don't want to hear me talk about serious stuff like that, I thought, but enough people asked that I will give that to you. But the first thing I want to talk about is Gypsy Rose, okay? Gypsy Rose is fascinating to me. And I'll tell you why. Okay? I have kids. Shout out Danger for becoming a Wardhead. Everyone become a member. You support the channel. You get cool custom emojis, custom badges. You get a members only Discord. I answer all members' comments. And whenever I see the badge, I reply to it, no matter what. Even if it's one attacking me, I'll still reply because you know what? You support the channel. So I'll take it on the chin. I'm here for you. So become a member. It's a good way to support the channel. But I wanted to talk about Gypsy Rose before we get into goal setting. I mean, could you think of a more boring topic with that? If I started out with goal setting, there would be nobody here in 5 minutes. Now, Gypsy Rose, in case you are unfamiliar with her story, so her mother had Munchausen's by proxy, which basically means you get your kids sick, okay? And this girl was put through the ringer, and I think I saw there was a couple documentaries about it. I think there's one on Hulu or something. And my wife and I started watching, but as soon as I saw her taking her to the doctor to give her cancer treatment and all this other stuff, I couldn't even watch anymore. I'm like, as a parent, that is the most... That may even be worse than sexual abuse. I mean, as bad as sexual abuse is, intentionally making your kids sick may, I mean, it's equally as bad, but possibly worse. I can't imagine wanting, I mean, in either case, you're harming your kids. You know, no one gets a pass, you know, if you're doing either one of those things. But it's, I mean, it's the same thing to me. And I couldn't even watch it. I was just disgusted. But anyway, so she's goes into her head shaves. Her mom's telling her she has cancer. She has all these other diseases. She's taking all these medications. And shame on the doctors for believing this crazy mom and, you know, not listening to the kid. But anyway, so the daughter grows up. She gets on some dating sites and she starts looking for dudes. And finally, she meets a guy who she convinces to kill her mother. And he comes in, stabs her to death. He gets life in prison. She gets 10 years. She served 7 and was just released. And what is the most... Her team is top-notch because it was so funny. The day she was released, I think it might have been the next day on social, there were, like, brand campaigns. I mean, she was full glammed up, like, fresh out of jail. I'm like, when did they have this photo shoot? Did they have it, like, while she was in prison? Did they bring in special photographers because she was getting released soon? I don't know, but her team, shout out. They were on top of it. They didn't have her looking all scraggly, getting out of jail, and her hair's all fucked up or anything. They had the girl looking good. And she's got the book she's promoting. And it's incredible how quickly things move. I mean, if there's a way to make money, people will make it happen for you. I think that is the moral in all this. They'll get you looking great. They'll get you social media people. They'll get you branding people. They'll get you book deals. They'll make it all happen. And she is doing the damn thing. So, you know, shout out to her. So she went on social to announce it, but what I really love most about this story is the twist that it just took. So If you look at my great technology here, let me just shrink. Oh, hold on. I'm new with this. Why can I not make myself smaller, goddammit? There we go. Make small Tom, tiny Tom. All right. I don't want to get you, I don't want to completely get rid of me, but basically, Gypsy says on social, Ryan, who is, I guess, her new boyfriend, God knows, you know, how long they've been communicating. Was he on a prison dating website? Yeah, you know what, by the side note, a great reality show is Love After Lockup, which is, in my opinion, the trashiest of all reality shows. And you're talking to a guy who watches some fucking trashy shows. Love After Lockup takes the cake because it's people falling in love with prisoners. And, you know, they get together afterwards and you see if the relationship's going to work. It's just mwah, fantastic TV. But anyway, I'm guessing they probably met through one of those channels. And I guess Ryan's getting a lot of shit, and we'll get into why she was getting shit in a little bit. But basically they're saying, she says, Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is what matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Insert fire emoji because the D is that good. Happy wife, happy life, heart emoji, okay? So I was like, what the fuck is this? But the best is his reply, which you can't hear. I'll move myself up so you can rely. Who said I gave a damn about these jealous people say anyway? Ha ha. Now come get it, baby. And that's the kind of face I imagine him making when he says it. Come get it, baby. And she's like, boy, that D is fire. And I'm just sitting here throwing up in my mouth a little bit at this conversation on social. I don't know why. I mean, she was getting, it was just, the whole thing was just hilarious to me. I don't know why. Just calling it her boyfriend's D fire and him saying, come get it, baby, just seemed so gross, so inappropriate. So we didn't know that. Gypsy or Ruby, I was on your side. Look, people were giving her a lot of shit. There was a lot of shit in the comments saying, hey, look, yeah, we feel bad for you. Yeah, your mom was a monster. But you just as easily could have reached out to the proper authorities instead of reaching out to this guy you met online to go stab your mother. You could have found the right channels to do it. You didn't have to kill her. Well, I disagree, America. I say, fuck the mom. Stab her to death, okay? Now, I do not endorse that these views are personal. I do not want you to go murder or stab anyone. I don't recommend that behavior. But all I'm saying is if the mom put her through that much, let's assume she's not thinking clearly and rationally. Her mind is all fucked up through years of abuse. So, hey, maybe she didn't. And maybe it didn't occur to her. Maybe I can get a hold of the authorities. I don't know. It seemed like there was people, you know, authority figures in her life, whether they're at the hospital or care workers or whatever, who were there and didn't do shit. So, hey, maybe she did think this was the only option. And by the way, it worked. It got her out of her life. She served 7 years, and now she's getting D that's fire, people. Isn't that what we all want? For Ruby Rose to get the D that she wants. I don't know why. I just cracked up. Tana posted that too on Twitter, and I laughed at that for, I don't know, a solid 10 minutes in my office to myself. Isn't it Gypsy Rose? It is Gypsy Rose. I was calling her Ruby Rose. I don't know why. I'm looking right here on the screen. Excuse me, right there, it says Gypsy Rose A. Blanchard. And for the first 15 minutes of this stream, I've been calling her Ruby Rose. And I can see it in the comments, people. Tom, her name is her name is Gypsy Rose, not Ruby Rose. I apologize. I say this with peace and love. I misspoke. I mispronounced her name, okay? But I highlighted the key points. Gypsy Rose wants D that is fire, and she's getting such D now, okay? I think that is what we're focusing on. If I said her the name wrong, the message is the same. So I say, everyone, get off her. All the people who have nasty things to say, if you went through years and years of abuse like that, I think it would even be hard to take action. I thought you'd be so like beat down in the submission over the years that like you wouldn't do anything. So like, shout out to her for taking some action, taking some initiative, and getting things done. Oh, wow, I'm getting some W takes. Well, hey, some people will disagree. That's my take on it, people, and I stand by it. I will not waver. That is my opinion, right? Stop giving her shit. She served her time. She did what was right to her in the moment. Look. She's not thinking clearly after years and years of abuse. She was fucked up. She went to jail because she did something fucked up. By the way, is anyone talking about the boyfriend who carried it out and is stuck for life while Ruby's out here having fun, getting D, getting brand deals, getting book deals? He's locked up. Everyone forgot about him. So, yeah. So he's the one who really got fucked in all this. People are calling me out. I called her Ruby Rose again. Whatever. I wrote Ruby Rose on my notes, okay? Shame on me. I apologize. I will not stop saying Ruby. Ruby Rose, Ruby Rose, Ruby Rose. Ruby Rose. I think that is somebody. Ruby Rose. Was she the girl on Orange is the New Black? The one with all the tattoos? The really attractive woman with the short hair? But the whole thing is bizarre, but yes, I do like tattoos. Yes, Violet Rock. Is she? Let me look. So, just so you don't think I'm crazy. Oops, hold on. That's Epstein, which we can get to in a second. The fuck? Ah, hold on. Oh, my God. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, I'm doxing myself. Ah! Yes, there is a Ruby Rose. This is who I'm talking about. This, she's in my mind somewhat for some reason. That's who I'm thinking about. Yeah, she was on Orange is the New Black, and I always liked Ruby Rose, so maybe Ruby Rose is stuck in my head for some reason. But I knew there was a Ruby Rose. I didn't just make that up out of nowhere. So, that is my take on that. Jeffrey Epstein looking creepier than ever. I mean, I love that picture. Now, as of 2 hours ago, the list has not been made public. They keep talking about it and talking about it. Honestly, I think we're all going to be very disappointed because I talked about that before, that the judge said, yes, the names will be released, but it's only people who were mentioned in court documents so far. So there's not going to be some you know, magical name that you've never seen before. It's going to be people that were already in the court documents. And if they were in the court documents, people already talked about them, I'm guessing, before, unless they haven't been released yet. But I don't think you're going to get any shocking names or stories or anything like that. And plus, they've been delaying it. How long have they been talking about these Epstein, the Epstein list? Is it out yet? Oh, is it public now? Oh, that's good to know. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Nice. This is as of 13 minutes ago. So look at this. We're getting this real time, people. Let's go. Let's see what our man Jeffrey's up to. Well, that's a great headline right there. Right there. Prince Andrew and former President Clinton. Okay. Let's see. All right. Hundreds of pages of unsealed documents were released Wednesday. The names include 200 names, including some of Epstein's abusers, prominent business people, politicians, and potentially more. Like I said, much of this information has already been released. This is the first time these documents filed with the court has been released through the legal system. So it's like, okay, yeah, but we've seen a lot of these already. Let's see. Yeah, we already knew about Prince Andrew touching breasts. So her story's already been public, but the deposition's been unsealed. Just like I said, okay, great. We already knew this. So now it's coming out of the court documents. Well, we already knew it anyway, so who gives a fuck? Let's see. The transcripts include references to several prominent names, including Andrew as well as Bill Clinton. He said Epstein spoke to her about Bill Clinton. He said one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls. Ew, that is gross. When asked if Clinton was a friend of Epstein, she said she understood Epstein had dealings with Clinton. What does that mean? Okay, we need more investigation on that. So spokesperson confirmed, like a lot of this we already knew. We knew Clinton went to the island in 2019, and of course he said he knew nothing about the horrible things that were going on there. Of course, what else was he going to say? I went there in 2019 to party with young girls because I heard that shit goes on there. No, he's not going to say that. What else? Again, what did I say, people, 2 weeks ago? You were not going to get a I said that right even before I pulled this up, correct? Shout out me. Shout out for me for calling it right again. People have been hyping this letter, this list up for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I told you this 2 or 3 weeks ago that there was going to be nothing surprising. There's going to be no secret bombshells. And this stuff has already been talked about. There's been documentaries about it. It's appeared in a ton of publications. We knew that Clinton was there. We knew about the prince. We knew about all, you know, the creepy guys that were there. So, snooze fest. Boo. Boo, boo, boo. You guys overhyped this, oversold this, and your boy Tom called it the whole time. I just called it right now. You can rewind, replay crew, and see that I already said it was going to be a bust. And hey, it was released 18 minutes ago. I pulled it up, and guess what? It's a yawn fest. Chair Chris, you like to get your hopes up. Do not get your hopes up. Listen to me when I told you, do not get your hopes up. Oh, hell no. Texas Poon Tap, my phone number and address is there. What? Oh, please don't call me anybody. Please don't call me. Uh-oh, Freya is sending me stuff on WhatsApp. Uh-oh. Freya's probably gonna yell at me. Shout out, Freya. Oh my God, my address was on the email? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we'll trim it out after the stream, but then the chat replay goes away. But fuck it. I don't want you people having my address. So unless you wrote it down quick with peace and love, that's out. So far, I have no text from anybody. That is good. Hopefully, no one shows up at my house. Yeah, so I just pulled an Ethan. I guess, hey, I'm part of the club now who docks himself. Oh, I think that's my roofer's number. We have a leak in my roof, and I have a roofer coming out. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And now, no, I am not doxing myself for content. I do not want that out there. Yes, you can, Sarah. You can send me a nice letter if you wrote that down. Yes, but do not show up on my house, please. I say that with peace and love. I am the worst. So, if you're the replay crew, the reason there's no chats in here is because I dox myself, people. You know, I'm now a real streamer. Okay, I'm a real streamer. I dox myself. It happens. You're working on the fly. You're trying to pull up things. You're trying to give live, breaking content as it happens. And you know what? You saw my email to my roofer. Okay, trying to make an appointment to get my damn roof fixed. By the way, it's not fun owning a house. When you rent a place, people say, oh, you're throwing money out the window. You're not getting anything for it. Blah, 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 blah. But guess what? When you rent, you don't have to fix roofs, okay? And that shit's expensive. So, shout out to renting. Rent as long as you can. Somebody said, what's for dinner tomorrow night? Can I bring over my husband? No, you cannot. Oh, that's funny. So what else do we want to talk about? Do you people really want to talk about goal setting? Oh, actually, before I get to that, I want to share something I wrote the other day that I was very inspired because I really thought about things. I was reflective. People, I'm a reflective guy, okay? I'm not just one who talks about getting good D, okay? There's more behind the surface, okay? There's more behind these hazel eyes than meets the eye. All right? So, I posted this. I got all fired up the other day. I get annoyed very easily. Now, if you've been here for a while, you know that. It was my Happy New Year post. I will pull that up now, making sure, okay, all all Gmail is shut down. Hopefully I don't dox myself again, but if I do, well, hey, you're here for it. Get a pen and paper handy. So it's gonna be tough to read too, but basically what I'm saying in this, and it got so much love, and people said they were crying, and I really got fired up, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago that I really felt rejected as I was going through this job hunt. So I go, okay, I've spent the last year focusing on business content. So guess what? I met a ton of entrepreneurs. I met a ton of business people, right? And you can pull this up if you want to see. It's on my community tab. 2 days ago, I posted this, so you can go read along. But I figured, okay, I've got good relationships with all these people. They're my friends. I got their cell phone numbers. They're gonna be, jumping up and down at the choice and the chance to hire me, right? Well, I soon figured out what I knew all along. Hollywood is a bunch of phony balonies, okay? they look at me. Sometimes it can be, it's a different world. I don't know how to explain it unless you're out here and if you're kind of in that world. But it's hard to explain if you're, you know, a roofer in Ohio. You know, it's hard to explain this. But, you know, I don't really belong here either. I just kind of ended up in this role. But really, everybody uses each other. So what do I mean by that? Well, when I interview a celebrity, say, I got to suck ass and I got to kiss ass and I got to beg the PR person or the manager to make this happen and, you know, show them examples of my work and I'm going to write a great Forbes article, you know, for you. Or if I'm not writing a Forbes article, I'm going to do a great interview and you should do the show because of this. And we'll give you social media clips and just like fucking just blowing and blowing everybody. Just, it's like I'm running down the fucking cornfield, right? Just to get a fucking interview. And you're just kissing ass constantly. And they're willing to give me a lot of shit because they want me to write something good about them. Or they want me to give them like a softball type interview. They want me to talk about their business and not the boyfriend they just broke up with a month about, you know, the boyfriend they just broke up with a month ago that everyone wants to talk about, but they don't want to talk about, and they made it clear they don't want to talk about it, so they don't want to be surprised by questions like that. So, you know, they give me merch, or they give me, you know, invite me to parties, or, you know, whatever, give me product that they're selling, all this other bullshit. But once the interview drops, that ends, right? Because they already got what they wanted out of me and it's over, right? And I look, I've been around long enough. I know that's the way things work, right? But for, at least with entrepreneurs and stuff, I'm like, well, it wasn't really like a Hollywood-y type thing, you know, where I expected out of those people. So, you know, when I went through my Rolodex 4 months ago and I was looking for jobs, I'm like, I'm not going to Indeed.com, okay? I should be able to use the network I've spent, you know, hours and hours and a year of my life building, that's worth something. And that's where I'm going to get my next job. The job I want, you don't find on Indeed.com. They don't advertise those kind of jobs, right? So I'm going to use these. Well, guess what? Every fucking one of them didn't do shit for me. They have me in and talk, hey, Tom, how's things going? Blah, blah, blah. And ask me about YouTube and all this other shit. And it's like, yeah, you know, I really like what your company's doing. You know, I've got a sales and marketing background, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're not really looking for anybody now. It's like, okay, I drove an hour away. I had to pay $20 for fucking parking. You knew I was looking for a job. I sent you my resume. Why the fuck did you waste my time just to hang out with me? I know I am a personable guy. I'm a great hang, people. I'll hang out with you at the office. I'll hang out with you at the bar, even though I don't drink. I'll have a Perrier and watch a game with you. I'm fun at a party. Now, look, I get that, all right? But there's no reason to have me all the way out there just to fucking gab with me, okay? We could do that fucking a million other ways. And that happened to me time and time again. Or I've talked about this before, too. A couple companies, you know, I went through 3 or 4 interviews and I think I'm good and I know the owners and, you know, I'm meeting the team and all that stuff's going good. And then they just ghost me. It's like, what? Ghost me, right? And yet I see them looking at my stories every day on Instagram and it drives me fucking insane. And when I first started dating my wife, and I'll never forget she said this. She goes, you looked at my story, but you didn't answer the text I sent you 2 hours ago. You're a fucking asshole. And she's 100% right, right? You can't just go creep somebody's stories without replying to the text that they sent you, okay? That is a big asshole move. So these companies, I thought they were my buddies. I thought they were my friends. I thought these were going to be places I worked at. Not only did they not call me back or ghost me or anything, they fucking still watch every single one of my stories every single fucking day. And I look at it and it drives me fucking insane. So, at the end of the year, I kind of looked around and I reflected. I had some time off and I go, you know what? At the end of 2023, who is still here with me? Let me look around. My family's still here. Cool. That's good. My friends are still here. My friends before who were friends with me when fucking I didn't have shit and I was couch surfing and all that. They're still with me, which is great. Okay. You know, people who helped me out on here, people I met through this, like people like Freya, shout out Freya. Freya's with me. You know, Justin, who's my social guy, he's still with me. You know, I've got somebody who helps with the website. I've got somebody actually now helping me out with e-commerce. Like, they're there with me. And guess what? You fuckers, whether you like it or not, are with me too. And you know who else is with me? That one entrepreneur who said, yeah, Tom, I like you. I see you've got the hustle and the drive, and you've proven you can handle this kind of job before. You've had success doing it. I'm going to take a chance on you. So I'm loyal as fuck to him. So shout out Oliver. I won't mention his name, or you can figure out who it is when you look into the company I work for, but I won't mention it. But I'm fucking with Oliver. And you know what? Fuck all those other ones. And you know what? Look at my story, because guess what you're going to see? I'm going to be at the same fucking cool-ass parties that you're at. But I don't need you to get me in. So go fuck yourself, okay? That is my whole attitude. It turned angry and resentful and fuck you in a motivating way. Like, I don't need to fucking suck balls to get invited to some record release party or to go to some fucking, you know, opening event or something like that. I get invited to that shit by myself. So why was I so busy sucking everyone in Hollywood's balls for special favors, right? Fuck them. I don't want anything to deal with any of those fuckers who weren't with me and who abandoned me throughout the year. So who am I riding with going into 24? Well, the same people who were with me at the end of 2023. And you guys, my community here, you people right now in the stream, 95 of you and 1,000 more as part of the replay gang, you're here and you turned it all around for me. Who else am I with? I'm with Ethan motherfucking Klein, okay? I know, you know, Jimmy Lee and these other guys who are associated with the show, they get all fucking big in Hollywood and look at me, I don't need anyone. Well, guess what? I didn't need anyone for 7 or 8 years doing YouTube, but guess what? No one saw my shit. No one gave a fuck. People came to watch the guest I was interviewing and then they bounced and they never came back. But guess what? When I went on Ethan's show, I got 18,000 subscribers the next day. Some of you who are still here. And when I went back a couple more times, I got more followers. And they were followers of me, which I never had before. And to be honest with you, I gave hope. I gave up hope that I would ever have that. I'm just like, what? I'm a good interviewer. People don't really just give a shit about me. They're here to see me do a good interview, which I'm great at. Okay. But that's it, right? People aren't interested in Tom Ward in the Tom Ward show. But you guys were there and said, actually, Tom, we're more interested in your story than we are hearing about Charli D'Amelio. And I go, well, fuck, that feels good. And by the way, it's a lot fucking easier because I know this man out. You have no idea. To get big guests like I've gotten over the years, it takes focused effort every single day. I'm up at 5 a.m. on the couch. I'm looking for PR people. I'm reaching out to reps. I'm trying to schedule interviews. I'm doing that every single day to be able to get a guest for next week. And it's never ending. I'll tell you what. I just worked out before this. I took a shower. I had my setup in here. And I go, I'm just going to hang out with my friends for a fucking hour. And then have dinner with my family and go hang out. And guess what? This is actually a lot more fun than just sitting there going, hey, so tell me, Tell what brands do you like working with? Tell me about your shitty collab with Company A, or tell me about this product you just came out with that no one's gonna give a shit about, but I gotta nod and smile and pretend I'm interested. This is a lot more fun than any of that bullshit. So who am I with? I'm with you too, right? I'm with the people who were with me. And I think that is the lesson in all of this. We always want to be at the quote unquote cool kids table. And what do? Most of the time, they don't want anything to fucking do with us. They don't want anyone, including us, at their table. And yet, we have friends. We're sitting at our own table, but it's never good enough. We want to be at the cool kids table. And what do we really want to do? We want to be with the cool kids and ditch the people who are with us the whole time, right? How fucked up is that? But guess what? Hey, don't judge me, because I know you think the same way, and you've done it at some point in your life too. Go, I belong over there. Fuck, I know I've been hanging out with these fucking nerds for 2 years, but I'm willing to jump ship whenever you have an open seat at the table. I'll turn my back. I won't even look back at the table, okay? I'll never contact them again. I'm going to start a new life with the cool kids at the cool kids table. Well, guess what? Fuck the cool kids table, because all they want is something from you, right? Whether, you know, if you're the smart kid, they want you to write a paper or give you answers to things, right? And if you're hot, they just want to hook up. The guys just want to hook up with you, and they don't care anything about you, right? It's, you're never on their level in their eyes. So who wants to be around someone like that? And what is wrong with us for aspiring to be at that table? So that was really where I'm at the end of the year is, fuck all these Hollywood phony balonies, okay? I'm done sucking ass. I'm done spending hours of my day every day trying to book an interview with so-and-so guest. And what happens? The guest fans come over. They watch the video. They go, we're out. They never come back again. They go, we don't give a shit. Who was the guy interviewing her? I don't know. He was good, but what was his name again? I don't fucking know. Who cares, right? So how does that help me? All this ball sucking and licking, right? For what? For somebody to come for a second and watch a video and maybe I make some, you know, AdSense revenue on it, but they never come back. So who gives a fuck? It's a complete waste of a view. And guess what? Next week, I got to start all over again. But here, with you guys, it's something I can actually build on. I mean, you told me to sell merch. You told me to have memberships. You told me when my audio sucks. You tell me I'm an idiot for doxing myself and that my address was just on the email that I showed, right? So I love you for that, guys. And I'm here with you at our own table. And stop trying to be at the other kids' table, okay? As a grown-ass man, I spent the last couple years trying to do that myself. And guess what? Yeah, I want to go to the fashion shows. And yeah, I want to go to that party. But guess what? I'm still a cool guy. I still have friends, right? I'm still in those circles. So guess what? Hey, asshole who ghosted me, I'm going to see you at a Lakers game. I'm going to see you at a restaurant opening. And guess what? I'm going to ghost the fuck out of you, and I'm gonna walk right past you, and I ain't saying shit to you, and you can go fuck yourself. And if you try to bring something up to me, I'm just gonna not even say anything and walk away. And how good does that feel? Because they'll come back and they'll want something, and to be able to say, not interested, I don't care what you're offering. That is the way to be, and that is the best revenge. Shout out me for my positive message to the youth. But anyway, I wrote that, if you guys pulled that up on the community tab, and people were so nice. People were like, I'm crying at the club, Tom. That is so sweet. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be crying at the club. What is wrong with you? And wait, is that Mr. Chicken in the house? Mr. Chicken, the OG, is back. I was prison, buddy. Where were you? Just playing. Shout out Freya to you. You're my family. Mr. Chicken is back. Sarah, welcome to Ward's Heads. happy to have you. Texas Poon Zappa, you're here every week. You're a fan. You're here every week. Go you. So it's so nice that you guys had all those kind messages. If there's any lesson in this, is that not do what I just did, right? Not try to, you know, be at this table because I think they're my friends, but really, they're just using me for something. They were never my friends. So anyway, that is my message there. And people also wanted to know, I don't know, were you serious? Do you really want to know how to achieve New Year's resolutions? Because this is the exact content that I love doing that no one cares about. So when people ask me about that, when I ask for topics that I'm like, why would you want? I mean, listen, I'm a very driven, goal-oriented guy. And I'm not even a big New Year's resolution guy because I'm constantly throughout the year setting goals, achieving them, not all of them, but achieving some, crossing them out and setting a new one, right? I mean, I'm just wired that way. You know, I've run marathons. I've done other things. They just, hey, I'm going to go run a fucking marathon because why not? I'm going to become a vegetarian because I never even thought about not eating an animal, but that sounds kind of cool. Fuck it. I'm just going to go try that, right? And I just go do it. And, you know, so I don't know. That's kind of how I'm wired. So I guess I do have some words of wisdom if you're struggling with any of that. Board bro, I need to have my own cups, my own merch, like the Tomcat on these, but I gotta find them and I'm just not that interested because I don't think anyone would buy them. But these are the Coca-Cola ones. I remember, I'm old, as the kid, I didn't grow up with much money. The big, like, Friday or Saturday night out was we would go to Pizza Hut. And back then, Pizza Huts were like a legit restaurant. You could get, I remember my parents getting pitchers of beer and they have video games in there. And they would serve sodas in these glasses. I always loved them because, hey, I like to drink a lot of liquid, whether it's water or soda, whatever I'm drinking. I want a lot. It's like the perfect size. So, yeah. No, I bought these. I found them on, I don't even know where. Amazon, probably. Ronnie's Missing Leaks says, people ask for these every week. Should I make my own cups, people? And Amanda, you're right. They had a jukebox and they had video games. So my parents would get a pitcher of beer, give us a fucking handful of quarters and say, be gone. And we would go play video games, give them peace and quiet until the pizza came. Tom, will you ever do longer streams? To be honest with you, I don't think I can keep it going. I can't do, and but honestly, like, I don't know how, and I say it with peace and love, I don't know how people listen to Ethan religiously for 3 or 4 hours. I can't listen to anything for 3 or 4 hours. So it's always shocking to me that people want, you know, ask me for longer content. I don't know. I think I'd get boring if I just try to stretch it out to 2 hours. I think it would take too much prep work to be able to have, like, I mean, if you're going to do 2 hours, you better have some fucking, you know, pre-planned bits. You've got to have topics. You've got to have video if you're going to do that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know if I could fill 2 hours. I mean, I guess I could try. Okay, maybe I will. I'll take that into consideration for 2023. Should that be a resolution? Should that be a new goal of mine? Do a 2-hour stream? I've done like hour. Usually I keep them a little, about an hour, maybe a little more. But I think I've done an hour and 45 minute one. I don't think I've ever crossed 2 hours, maybe 150. Yeah, 1 to 1.5 hours is my sweet spot. Oh, speaking of which, what did you think of my first live interview with my man, Rich Lux? Did you guys watch that? People loved it. Mr. Chicken, $200. Now, if you're just playing along at home, Mr. Chicken lives in Eritrea or somewhere, right? So we're not even sure what denomination this is in, but by no means is it 200 American dollars, okay? I think it's about, the conversion last time was, I think, about 23 cents. But Mr. Chicken, we love you, and I'm so happy you're back, man. Yeah, everybody loved the Rich Lux thing, and it was funny that everyone said that we had great chemistry, and I thought we did, and it would be fun. People were like, you guys got to have a podcast together. I think that would be fun because on paper, we really don't have much in common, right? But when we start talking, we have a shitload of things in common. We like to talk shit. We love drama. We love tea. We love being outrageous. So we love fashion. We love clothes. So, I mean, he's my guy, man. I love that guy. And I want to do more live interviews like that, too. It's tough to get guests to sign up for that, though, because a lot of people are scared that I'm just going to randomly ask, you know, fucked up questions from the chat. Not you guys. You guys, of course, are an elite level of people. You would never do that to the guest, right? Yes, you would. So people are kind of always hesitant about that. But yeah, I had a blast doing it. That guy is so talented and so fun and so funny. So that was cool. I really had a good time doing it. So what else do you guys want me to talk about? I'm kind of reaching. I'm coming up on an hour. My wife's going out tonight, and I'm hanging with the kids, so I would like to have dinner with them before my wife goes out with her sister. Daughter Valley. No, daughter, you're at the winner table. I'm not saying you guys are at the loser table. You guys are at the winner table. We thought the cool table was the winner's table, but it's not. That is not the cool table. That is the message here. I didn't want you guys, hopefully you guys didn't think I called you guys the losers and you're at the loser table. Fuck no. You guys are at the cool table. That's the real cool table. You uplift people. You support people. You're interested in people, right? The cool kids don't do that shit. They hate on everybody. They talk negatively to build themselves up. So no, not at all. You guys are the cool kids table. So with peace and love, I hope you didn't get that as my message, because that was not my message at all. All right. Suggestions for Ozempic. So that was a little clickbaity in my title. Okay. People want to lose weight. That's people's number one New Year's resolution, okay? I want to lose weight. I got to drop about 10 pounds. I am about 10 pounds heavier than where I really like to be. So that's on my list, too. That's the top of my list. But I know how to get there. I've worked out my whole life. It's like, okay, I know exactly what I got to do. I'll just do it. But I don't think a lot of people know what to do. Like, they try things, and it's never stuck, and they kind of always go back. You know, are any of you trying to lose weight? Yeah, I think a lot of people, struggle with weight. I mean, we all do, right? Especially around the holidays. I mean, I packed on 10 pounds just getting lazy, right? Not tracking calories, not tracking macros, grazing cookies. Because my wife was baking these unreal sugar cookies. And I could not get enough. I would start my morning by making a cup of coffee and grabbing like four cookies like a fat ass. And just that's how I'm starting my day. I'm like, what am I doing? Well, it catches up, right? The only thing I'll say about this is diet is more important than exercise. I know that sounds crazy, but I exercise the whole time. Same, you know, workouts, same intense workouts. I always do four times a week usually. And I still packed on pounds. Why? Because my diet sucked. So, I mean, you know, you can have the greatest workout program ever, but if your diet sucks, you're not going to lose weight, right? So I think it's more important to focus on the diet and then the exercise. You need both. But I think as far as the exercise thing goes, you got to do something you like. Okay, and something you're going to stick with. And it may not be the most intense workout ever. Maybe you like throwing your AirPods on and going for a walk outside for a mile. Okay, that's good. That's a good thing, right? You don't have to ditch that and do something you hate, like doing Peloton for 45 minutes a day if you fucking can't stand getting on that bike. You're better off doing something you like. Okay, does walking burn as much calories as Peloton? No. But guess what? Is walking something you're going to do because you like it? Yeah. And what good is Peloton burning calories if you hate doing it and you're never going to do it? So let's go with what works, people. I think that's the first thing is you got to find some kind of exercise that you actually like, whatever that is. And there's a million different things. I think, two, you got to set realistic expectations and you got to set measurable goals. So you can't just say, I want to lose weight this year. Okay. What the fuck does that mean? Okay. You're not holding yourself accountable to any date or anything. I want to lose weight. What does that mean? I don't know. Did you 2 pounds by the end of the year? I mean, is that good enough? I don't know. What are you looking for? For me, it's like, no. I want to lose 10 pounds by March 31st. Okay. So, and I'm realistic too. I'm good at 185, right? Do I look like Zac Efron or The Rock, you know, with perfect abs at 185? No, right? But that's about as good as it's going to get for me at this point, right? Without doing anything too drastic. And then two, you got to track your calories, man. You got to watch what you're eating because, you know, healthy foods sneak up on you. You know, you're eating a bag of granola. You go, oh, granola's healthy, right? And you look at the sugar content, and you're like, there's more sugar in this bowl of granola than there is in a bowl of Frosted Flakes. And guess what? Frosted Flakes taste a lot better, so I'd much rather eat that than have less calories. So you got to use MyFitnessPal or something like that. I know it sounds boring, and it sucks doing. And you got to be accountable. Like, I got to put in, I had half a sugar cookie this morning, and I just had half a serving of Tostitos. I can't just ignore that and put in the healthy shit I ate today. I got to put everything I ate in there today. So I think it's just about setting achievable goals. Like, don't, if you've never run a mile, don't say, I want to run a marathon this year. It's like, okay, how about your goal is, I want to run 1 mile without stopping in 2 months, right? And you hit that, then it's like, I want to run a 5K in the next 2 months, right? And then years down the road, you can worry about if you're still running, if you still like it, then you can worry about training for a marathon. But kind of know where you're at now. Take like a realistic assessment and don't do anything too drastic. And that's the other thing too, is this doesn't happen overnight. And any of these fad diets or exercise programs that tell you you're gonna get shredded tomorrow, they don't work. Unless it's Ozempic, which actually does kind of work, but it seems insane to me, right? It seems insane to me. Like, okay, we're taking this. It's going to drop the weight, but it hasn't really been proven. And you know what's been proven to work every single time? Diet and exercise. I mean, there's nothing sexy about that. I'm not telling you what you want to hear, but it works. It's time-tested. There's no negative consequences with it, right? You're not gonna, I mean, maybe you hurt yourself by training too hard, but I mean, don't go for the easy fix. It's going to take a little while. So, you know, hang in there and stay consistent. Stay consistent. That's funny. I can't run a marathon, but you want me to run 5,000 miles. 5K is insane. I mean like a 5K, 5-kilometer race. Hey, if you got to get up on the pole, Michelle, and shake it, that's burning a ton of calories. Go do it. Oh, cool. We got 100 viewers. Shout out to everybody that's here. Miss Lily Pickles, shout out to you. You're always here. Miss Lily Pickles brings up a good point. Therapy's needed for some people. 100%. People have weird relationships with food, too. So there's more to it than just cutting your calories and tracking your macros and making sure you're eating protein and all the other stuff, which I get bored to death with. No, like some people were withheld food as a child, so now they overdo it and eat all the wrong things. Or maybe, you know, there's food addicts, you know, eating food makes you feel good too. So maybe they're, you know, just like substance abuse, just like, you know, getting high feels good too. So people do that and get into trouble with it. You know, eating a bunch of food feels good too. So some people use it for the kind of high or the, you know, endorphins you get from eating too. So, you know, if you've got that going on, almost like a food addiction, that's a whole nother thing that's not going to be solved by just setting, you know, reasonable goals and watching your diet, right? So, yeah, that's a very, very good point. People have weird things with food. And if you're one of them, yeah, I think you got to get to the bottom of that first before you have any chance of, like, you know, getting healthy. And Emily Slinky, yes, mental and physical health are both important. You know, I got a job now, and I was annoyed by my fucking boss today. He's driving me crazy over, like, these two things. And I'm like, I just wanted to fucking scream. I was so annoyed, and I got a pounding headache, and I was stressed out. But I took a break. I go, fuck this. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to go fucking meditate. And it was an angry meditation, you know. I didn't come out all zen and peaceful and loving everyone, but I felt better than I did when I went in. So yeah, mental health is super important to all this too. Mr. Chicken, hope he's not watching. No, I already said I love the guy for taking a chance on me. I'm loyal to the end. Doesn't mean, you know, people at work can't do something that drives you crazy, and it's fucking normal. Who doesn't? I'm sure I did something today to drive somebody else crazy. So really, that is all, people. Hit me with some closing topics. This was way too serious. We went from talking about I'm still looking at my note that says Rue Heroes. I still can't remember her fucking name. But we went from talking about scandals, we talked about Epstein's list, to the last fucking 15 minutes talking about, you know, how to lose weight, how to set attainable goals. I mean, could there be a more boring topic than that? Did this help any of you? I mean, there's still 100 people here, so... Well, thank you for being here. Hopefully you guys liked it. Here we go. So, rudest people you wish you have decked in the face. I'll call him out. Little Xan the rapper. What a fucking asshole. I was supposed, and now his career is ruined, so I'm like, good, that fucker was a piece of shit. I was supposed to interview him. This is when he blew up on SoundCloud. He was one of those SoundCloud rappers. He I was supposed to interview him. A friend, an influencer, introduced me to him. Like, I actually liked that first whatever SoundCloud album, whatever you call it, or mixtape he did. So I was like, all right, I'll interview him. He's an interesting, you know, he's got an interesting face with all his tattoos and shit. I'm sure he's got some good stories. So, you know, I got to rent a space. He wants it in a certain part of the city. So I got to rent a space to do the interview. I got to pay my camera guy to get out there and set up. And we get there and we set up and we wait. And a half hour goes by and I text him. An hour goes by, gets back. Oh man, I'm just on my way over. I'm just leaving the house. I'll be over any second. Sorry, I'm late. 2 hours go by. Text him again. Oh man, sorry, I'm just stuck in traffic. I'll be there any second. And we're just sitting there. Me, the camera guy, we're fucking pissed off. It's a complete waste of our time. I'm paying for this. And all of a sudden, I look at this motherfucker. I look at Little Zan's story, and he's at a fucking club. He wasn't on his way here. He had no intention of going to the interview. Yet he's telling me he's getting ready. I'm in the car. I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be there in a second. And I look, and this motherfucker is at the club at somebody's birthday party. I'm like, this piece of shit. Fuck him. So, yes, if I saw him, but he's like 5'2" or something, you know, I don't want to put him in the hospital, but yeah, I would love, if I saw him, I would love to punch him in the face. Yes, if there's no repercussions and nothing bad would happen to me, yeah, it would feel so good. Like, what a dick. Just tell me you're not coming. Could have saved us 3 hours. And then I guess, yeah, I guess I don't know what happened to his career. I kind of lost, but I just saw, like, on YouTube, they had, you know, the videos that pop up, recommended videos. And one said, like, these rappers destroyed their careers overnight. And one of them was Lil Xan. So I'm like, good, fuck that guy. You can't treat people like that. I don't care who the fuck you are. I don't know if he dated Tana, and no boxing match. Dude, I had back surgery 6 months ago. I'm not boxing anybody. Not even Little Zan. I ain't having surgery again. I'm still not, yeah, I'm still not like where I need to be. My back's still a little jacked up, so no. Yeah, he was hot for a second. Yeah, maybe he was dating that, but yeah, I don't know. But he was a dick to me, so fuck him. So did anyone know what ever happened to him? Yeah, exactly, Sarah. He's so irrelevant that nobody knows. And that is good. You know what? That makes you feel good. When you look up and you see rappers who destroyed their careers overnight and you see him on there, I'm like, good, this motherfucker, I'm not special. He's probably treating everyone like this. So fuck, you get what's coming. That's the moral of the story. Miss Lily Pickles, he crossed me and that was the end of his look. I'm not important enough to cancel anyone's career. Yeah, Long John Express, I want to get back to sparring right now. Like, I can't even, I was up to like 2 heavy bag workouts a week, but then like my back, it would be in too much nerve pain after them. So this week I'm going to do one. I'm going to do 3 strength and 1 boxing. I would love to be on the next H3 live show. So what else? People ask what meditation app I use. I practice transcendental meditation. It is a very, very shishi Hollywood meditation, which you have to pay. It was like a couple grand to learn, and I didn't pay for it. My parents, my dad's an executive. He made good money late in life, but we didn't grow up with money or anything. And he's like, hey, you know, what do you want to get for Christmas? And this was before we had kids. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a Howard Stern guy. He's he's done transcendental meditation for years, always raved about it. I've tried different types of meditation, none stick. So here, give me and my wife, a course on TM. And it was like, I don't know. It wasn't cheap. It was like almost $2,000 for the both of us, which is a shitload of money. And, you know, me, I probably would have never bought it. But it's the best form of meditation I've ever done. It's easy. I don't need an app. I don't need to listen to anything. I do it for 20 minutes a day. I've got a mantra I repeat in my head. And the whole thing is like, you can't share it with anyone. I mean, for all I know, they're giving everyone the same fucking mantra and it's a scam, but it works, you know? So I got my little, you know, mantra. I close my eyes, calm down for a minute, then meditate and repeat the mantra to myself for 20 minutes, come out, back to work, back to life, feeling good as new. So that's the only meditation. I've tried everything. I've been to Buddhist temples. I've been to Hindu temples. I've tried everything. The breathing ones are the worst. The breathing fucking meditations would make me so fucking angry. Because the second I start, maybe I'm nuts. Maybe I'm the only one. I mean, but comment if you can relate. But whenever I would try to focus on my breath, like, all right, I close my eyes and focus on my breath. Then I would fuck up my breath. Then I would like forget how to breathe. So I'm like hyperventilating. I'm like, okay, I'm just breathing. Oh my God, why am I breathing faster than I normally breathe? Hold on, slow down. You don't breathe like this. And that I would fucking just be obsessed on whether I was breathing normally or not. And I wasn't breathing normally. And I was like, why can't I just breathe normally? Like before I started thinking about breathing, I was fine. But once I started thinking about breathing, my breathing got all fucked up. And I would get so fucking pissed off and irritable. So fuck breath meditation. Yes, Sarah, guided meditations are great too, but I always wanted one, and I like guided meditation. I don't have anything against them. And apps are good too. You know, there's good apps out there, but I wanted something where I didn't need my phone and I didn't need to put headphones on and something I could do anywhere. If I'm on a, you know, if I'm on a train, if I'm, you know, in a room and, you know, people are watching TV in the next room or something, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to need complete silence. I want to just be practical. Like, I don't want to have to look at my phone. I want to unplug. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's why I like it. What else you got? So we talked about goal setting, what kind of meditation I practice. Guys, you want me to speak for 2 hours? You want a 2-hour live stream of this? No one wants this. Give me some fun ones because I got to bounce in a second. Give me a couple closing topic ideas and then I got to bounce. And by the way, check out my merch, tomwardshow.com. I love the cat, the Tomcat logo. I fucking love it. I can't even tell you the number of t-shirts, hoodies I have and the ones I've bought people. I fucking love it. It's just a great logo. I get compliments on it all the time. We've been working, I went through every blank sweatshirt and t-shirt sample and I went through a ton of them until I found the best one. So it's quality. It's a little more expensive than other merch out there, but it's not on a bullshit Gildan. How do you say it? Gildan. It's not one of these cheap fucking hard ass $4 t-shirts. So, hey, you get what you pay for, but it's good. What's for dinner? I don't know yet. My skincare routine. Do people care about my skincare? I got skin problems, Brittany or Bethany. I got skin problems. I got this Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer thing that happens. My nose gets red, which they got a laser. It just has. This is like old white people problems. I guess this happens to white people. You know, it's like a rosacea kind of thing. I got in my nose now. I also have. Can you see him? I got this sexy. It's pretty sexy, ladies, I know. Sexy rash over here. and over here, which is like a discoloration, which again is just one of those things that I gotta get lasered. But I don't know. I guess I do have a skincare routine. I use Neutrogena face wash. I use an under eye cream. I mean, how metro is that? I use an under eye cream to help fix these bags under my eyes. And I use Neutrogena moisturizing sunblock every time I leave the house. So, yeah. Dan, you're right. I got to give you the topics. But, yeah, I'm done. An hour and 15 minutes. I'm out of topics. I talked about what I want to talk about. You guys want me here for more time. I'm like, I'm out. So if you want me, give me a fucking topic. Lupus. What do you think about lupus? What's a lupus curse? I don't know lupus. I don't even know what that is. Oh, right. Ethan's got rashes. Is that because of lupus or he just has skin problems? Well, that is all people. Yeah, and I think what people like about this the most is I don't understand any H3 joke. Rich Lux got me a couple times. He was just dropping H3 jokes about something. He was talking about Trisha's husband, who she calls something. I don't know. But every single one of those jokes go way over my head. So I love you guys. Moses, exactly. He hit me with the Moses one like 3 times and I didn't get it any time. So anyway, thank you so much for being here, guys. I had a blast. I love doing these. It was exactly what I needed today. I'm going to stream either tomorrow or Friday, probably Friday. So I'll still give you 2 streams this week. Work got busy yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to get on here. So yeah, so I'll be back. You're not going to see if you're watching the replay, you're not going to see chat. Why? Because I doxed myself. I gave you my address and phone number on there like an absolute idiot. So hopefully people won't show up my house tonight. But Freya, we're going to go. We're going to trim that out. And fuck the chat replay. If you weren't here live, you missed it. So that gives you even more incentive to be on here live. So thank you so much. I love it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you turn on notifications. Make sure you become a member. Make sure you check out the merch. And I mean, can I whore myself out anymore? I think that's enough for now. Mr. Chicken, where are you in the world? You're not coming to my house. You're like continents away. Get out of here. Guys, I love you. Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Have a good night.